Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. Season 6, The Stuff Podcast Show. Can I even call this Season 6? Should I call it Season 6 or should I call it a redo? Should I just do a redo and just call this the all-new Stuff Podcast Show Season 1, Episode 1? That's too much of a mouthful, though, isn't it? The all-new Stuff Podcast Show. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. The new stuff. Podcast show. What do you guys think? I'd like you guys to leave that in the comments. Anyways, forget all that. Welcome back, good people. It's been a long, long time coming. It has been 2 years, I believe, since I have recorded an episode of this awesome podcast show. It's August 28th, 2023. 2023. That means it has been 2 years and 1 month since the last episode of the Stuff Podcast Show. If there's any of y'all still listening, first off, love you. Appreciate you. Loyals OGs day one. I appreciate you. I've been looking back at some of the analytics of the show, and I do see that there are people that have still been listening to the show, have been listening to some of the older episodes, and have been getting been liking it. So I really, really appreciate that. And it's really cool that there are people that are still interested in the stuff. I'm gonna get moving with the show in just a moment, but what I'm gonna be talking about in today's episode is what I've been doing over the last 2 years and what I'm going to be doing during this next phase of the Stuff Podcast Show, what I got planned, what I would like to do, what I'm thinking about doing. And I want you guys' feedback. I'm trying to build that community. Okay. So that's what we doing, out here today on the Stuff Podcast Show. Okay. So again, thank you guys for showing up. Thank you guys for taking a listen, not forgetting, not leaving. And I appreciate your patience more than you realize. I know it's been a minute. So the plan is I plan to keep recording every Monday, or plan to get recording and get you guys some brand new episodes every Monday. I have some other podcasts and stuff that I'm doing as well. I'll talk about that later on in the show. And just hoping to have a really good time with you guys as I re-embark on this podcast a journey. Okay, so thank you guys so much for joining me. Hold on tight, because I got a lot to talk about as far as what has been going down the last 2 years. And let's get it moving. Let me stop crying, stop all this shit mess before I start stuttering and repeat myself like I'm already doing. All right. So last recording date was September 6th of 2021. Oh my God. Man, it's been over 2 years since the last episode of this thing, man. I swear to goodness, man. It's been a minute. It's been a minute, has it not? So, as promised, I told you guys I wanted to get into some of the things that was going on. Right now, I'm here, just sitting here at the desk, at the computer, doing my thing, recording everything. And let's just get into it. Let's just get to brass tacks. I am no longer living in California. Okay, so originally where I was born is California. Born and raised there. You know, did all that. Finally, back in 2021, actually, it's funny, about a month after the last episode of The Stuff that I recorded and did, I moved out of California. I moved to Alabama for about 6 to 7 months. Great time. Got to regroup, got to recollect thoughts, wanted to get things figure out life where I wanted to go in the next phase of life. And it was quite the journey. Alabama was a trip. Alabama is a really gorgeous town. My folks live in Birmingham, and so I went and lived in Birmingham for some time, learning the place, learning everything about it, and was actually considering making a life there in Birmingham, Alabama. But shortly before I left, I met a wonderful, wonderful woman. And shouts to the wife, Audrey. I met Audrey, and she was from Texas. And it's funny, I go back because I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. Never imagined living in Dallas, or imagine living in Texas, period. And then all of a sudden, I just meet this woman, and Audrey, and she's from Texas. And everything went swimmingly, man. It went swimmingly. Time went on. In November, we met up. You know, things happened. And would you believe it? 3-4 months down the line, we get married. And here I am, moving now to, in April of 2022, I moved to Texas. So where you're listening to now is the Stuff Podcast Show being recorded and now in Austin, Texas. And it's the new life. Got two new boys, my stepsons, JJ, Titus, and then my son, Jalen, my big one. He's still in California. So now we're a big old family of five. So I'm excited for the new adventure. It's been an amazing ride. It's been really cool. My wife is amazing. And I'm just fortunate that she's not one of the crazies. I don't know if you guys have listened to the last show. I talk about some relationship experiences and things of that nature. But fortunately, I did not have to go through that. I will tell you, it took a minute to find my one. That is for sure. I had to go through a few. And it's been quite the journey. And maybe one of these days I might go into that. One of these days, maybe we'll see if that's some good material for some good podcast material, if you will. We might go into that. But meeting my now wife has been awesome. And I met her during the pandemic, too. Like I said, the last part of COVID, you know, was kind of hitting. Everybody was kind of getting back out, sort of, a little bit, kind of. And so I met her during COVID, and we dated online, and we did all that. But we met, so I knew she was real, so we weren't catfishing each other. You know, I didn't put up no fake pictures, you know, a picture of me when I was in high school, but I'm looking like, you know, my high school picture, but you see me and I'm looking like Barry White. That wasn't happening. So we good with that. But it went good. So fast forward here now, one of the things that ended up happening, which was great, was in March of 22. March of 23, actually, this year. I decided to go full-time as an artist. Those of you that don't know or are listening to me for the first time, I am a professional full-time artist. I do comic books. I do cartoon work. I do illustrations. I'm a painter. So what I started doing back in March was going full-time with my artwork and all of my art ventures, as well as now, you know, fast forwarding later to the podcasting, which I'll get to in a second, but was going full-time as an artist. So that was quite the transition. I was able to accomplish that dream, which was amazing. My wife, the amazing person she is, I will tell you this, and anyone that's an artist will tell you, if you don't have the support of a woman or your wife or anything like that, it is so much harder to, one, have the confidence to move forward with a dream that you have sometimes. And someone to let you know that it's okay to be who you are. And me being an artist is in my blood. It's in my life force. You know, I may stop doing art for a little bit, but at the end of the day, I always have gone right back to it. It's just something that's impossible for me not to do. And I'm going to try to do something in some form of fashion. So it's always been a dream of mine to be able to make money from my artwork and do all of that. So I had started doing that back in March of 2023. Forward up to April 2022, or 2023, your boy relaunched Obsidian Studios. Now, Obsidian Studios was a comic book company that I started way back in the day, back in 2010. I had a few books stand out. White Ninja Guy, The Swagger Knots were two of the titles that I created. I drew, I wrote, I did all those things, and then it just fizzled. I actually went pretty far that first time, but it ended up fizzling out. Life obligations, things happening in life, so on and so forth. And after a while, that took a back burner. Life happened. Just everything happened. Moving back home in California to where I was originally from, all of that. So it took a back burner. So fast forwarding to now, I wanted to bring back Obsidian Studios, and I considered some name changes, but I went back to Obsidian Studios. I kept the name and I formed it into an actual company, an LLC. So now I am the owner of a comic book company, independent comic book company, and started doing a project called, a comic book project I call Pantheon. So I started Pantheon. I got that first book done the book was conceived 2 years prior to that. I'd been mulling over the ideas for about 2 years. So those ideas started in about 2020. You know, before I put pencil to paper, I was going through ideas, how I wanted the story to be, what I wanted it to be about, all of those things. When it came to me finally starting to do the book in April, I pretty much knew where I wanted to go. So I started Pantheon, and literally in 3 months, I came out with the first issue of Pantheon, number one. So that's April, May, June, or actually 2 months later, because I released the book June 12th of 2023. And it had some other success. I'm learning the business. I'm learning how to do it. It's really a two-man show. It's my wife and I. You know, she's been a great help helping me run the company as well. And creating the content for that. So Pantheon number one came out, got into people's hands, got it into some local stores here in Texas, which I'm very happy about, which I think is really cool. And I learned a lot of stuff about the comic making process. Maybe in another episode, if you guys are interested, I'll go into that. If you guys are interested in learning about the comic process and what I do as an artist in that way, make sure you guys leave a comment in the comments here, or shoot me a message on that on the Stuff Podcast Instagram, but I learned a lot of things about the business. Continue forward. I stepped back. I made some missteps. Did some things. Earned no money. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Earned not a stamp, not a red cent. Okay, but I learned some things and then continued on through that time. Took a little bit of a break, went on a family vacation. My family had never gone to California before. That's going to be another episode, the California adventure. I want to talk about that completely separately on another episode. But I went to California with the family, our first major family vacation. Came back, got to work on Pantheon number two, and really hit hard because I was really procrastinating, but I got started and it took me a little bit longer to get it moving. So instead of taking another 3 months, it took four, but I finally finished the book. And actually, if you're listening to it, today. I finished the book last week and finally have that book now at the printer, get ready to get proofed and all that fun stuff. And so I'm waiting for those proofs to come in, and then we'll move forward there. I have a Kickstarter starting up, and actually I'm going to go ahead and plug that right now. Again, if you guys are into comic books, for the side of the audience who's into comic books, or just into stories, even if you're not into comic books, you're just into cool stories. On Wednesday, I'm having a launch on my Instagram page, my art page, ID Walker Art. I'm doing an IG Live to celebrate the launch of Pantheon number 2 on Kickstarter. So if you guys can go over there and set that in your calendar, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, you guys can come to the live launch. And just let me know when, hey, I'm hearing you from the Stuff Podcast, or I'm hearing you from, you know, whatever. Just let me know. And, you know, come and hang out. And then at the stroke of midnight, August 31st, I'm going to hit the button to make the Kickstarter go live. And I am praying and hoping that we can get to that $800 goal to get Pantheon number 2 in you guys' hands and to get it into more hands. The goal this time is to get it in more shops, to do some live signings in a few of the stores in the area, and to just get more information about Pantheon. And I'm using social media to do that. I made some great connections too here with other independent comic creators. What I want to do really fast, because I can, because I'm a shout out, the type of show this stuff is, I shout out music, all creative endeavors, all of that stuff. So if I like it, I'm gonna talk about it and I'm gonna shout it out. I'm gonna give a shout real quick to my boy Dan Price. I'm gonna have him on the show probably in the next couple weeks. I'd like to get him here in the next couple weeks or a month or two to talk about his project. He's an independent comic creator like myself. He has get this just real quick, Bigfoot and martial arts. Okay? Match that together, what you get. You get Bigfoot knows karate. All right? One of the coolest and funnest little mashups I've ever heard of. It just sounds cool. Bigfoot knows karate. It's like, wait, what? What is this? I as soon as I heard it, I was like, all right, I'm interested in finding out what this is. My wife, she is heavily into Bigfoot. She's a Bigfoot fanatic. She, all this stuff. So when she heard that, she was immediately all in on the Bigfoot knows karate. So what I'm gonna do is in the next couple of weeks, we're really cool. He's got a lot of things going on. He's going to Comic-Con, and I'm going to be doing a show actually this week and the following week. So I got to get ahead on the shows and the recordings, but you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. And, but when all that is over and when I get done with my shows, I would like to have him on. He has a Kickstarter campaign going on right now. Bigfoot Knows Karate, Hennigan, which is the prequel story to Bigfoot Knows Karate. And that his Kickstarter is going up in September as well. So what I would like you guys to do, if you haven't already, and I'm going to put that in the show notes, is I'm going to put the link to his Kickstarter and I'm going to put a link to his website, Lesser Known Comics, so that you guys can grab yourself a copy. If you're local here in Texas, you guys can go over to the local comic shops here as well. Tribe Comics, Dragon's Lair, Austin Books and Comics, or Books and Games, or whatever, Comics and Books, whatever it's called, Austin Books. All right, you guys can go over there, grab a copy of that. You can also grab a copy of Pantheon number 1 as well, or head over to my website, theartofendwalker.com, and get information about that as well. Grab yourself a copy, man. But anyway, so back to the story. So Pantheon number 2 is finished. We're at the printer. And now, a week later, or a few weeks later, now we are here. We are here in the stuff, season number 6, or Pantheon Redo again. I'm going to have y'all tell me what y'all think in regard to what I should do with that. If I should just continue and act as if nothing has ever happened, or is this a do-over? Tell me what y'all feel, okay? Please hit them up in the comments. hit it up in the comments when you hear it, when you see it, when you feel it. Okay. I had always been wanting to go back into doing podcasting. I took a break from it for a while. Again, because I didn't want to spread myself too thin. But since becoming a full-time artist, one of the things that I've been making art like crazy. I stream on Whatnot. I make art I go on there doing my artwork and my fan art there. I have paintings that I do now, very intricate paintings and pieces that I do based on video game art, based on my Afrocentric work, whatever the case is. All of those things you can find me, Art of Andy Walker, ID Walker Art, ID Walker Fine Art, all on Instagram, okay? But all of those things I do, but I want to add to it my Bringing Back the Stuff podcast show. The Stuff is my very first podcast, and it's my true love podcast. It's like the thing I don't ever want to stop doing. So on top of that, I brought back two podcasts, or I created a new podcast and brought back this stuff because I want to talk about life and all these things on this one. Whereas the other podcast that I have, the Chillin' Sketch podcast, is an artist and comic centric podcast focused specifically on indie creators and their creations. I review their comic books and I do all of that. So if you like that type of thing and you're listening, or you know someone that is interested in that, that is a dual podcast that is both visual and audio podcast. Okay, so you guys can take a look there. That is going to be on my Art of Andy Walker YouTube channel in that playlist there. I decided I'm not going to do another whole podcast list and all that stuff. I don't feel like it. I don't got the time, but so it's just going to be all on my Art of Andy Walker channel, and it'll be in the playlist there. But if you want to listen to it audio, you can go ahead and listen to that on Spotify as well. That is going to be released every Friday, and every Monday will be the Stuff podcast show. Okay, so two different genres, kind of. One is more focused, like I said, on indie comics and indie creators, and that's where that's going to go. Okay, so future plans for the Stuff. What I want to do, I don't want to say too much, and I don't want to hold and pigeonhole myself to a lot of promises. Okay. But what I want to do is I want to just continue on, and I want the show content to come from you guys. Community is my biggest goal. I want to build a community of loyals that enjoy the podcast, that contribute to the podcast, and help continue to keep it going. This podcast is not going to be possible without your support. So if you like what you're hearing, and if you like what I'm talking about, let me know and show your support by first off, leaving a comment on either the Instagram, following all the socials, and then going to the podcast platforms that you're listening on, leaving ratings and actually leaving comments as well, as that's going to boost up through the ratings. And then once I have everything figured out as far as support for the show is concerned, I will talk about that on the next episode. I'll get that set up, talk about that on the next episode, and give that to you guys as well. And I'm going to have some community events connected and tied to that so that you guys can be a part of that as well. Okay. So, but the biggest thing that I want to drive this stuff with is things that you guys want to hear, that you want me to talk about, that you want me to go through. Again, keep religion and politics out of it. Okay. I'm not trying to do that. Who's better, the Trump or the Biden and all that? No, I'm not that dude. I don't know. Okay. This is a podcast I want everybody to listen to. I don't care what affiliation you are, race, religion, creed, ethnicity, background, sexual orientation. I'm not thinking about that. This is an escape, comedic escapist podcast show. It said in the very beginning, in the theme. Okay. So this is a place, this is going to be one of the places that any and everybody can come, and kids will be able to listen to as well. Okay. Well, at least teens. I don't know about, I don't know about little babies, but at least some teens, young kids, teens, everybody can listen to and can have a good time and listen to a podcast that'll be fun for everybody. Okay? So that is how we're feeling on that right now. So I'm going to leave it here today. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I appreciate you guys sticking with me through the story time here. What I want to do is go through a segment. I tried to ask a question on Instagram. I think everybody was so shocked that I put up content on the Steph Podcast Show Instagram that everybody was just shocked. Nobody responded. Everybody's like, wait, a question? What do you mean? A show? Wait a minute. Oh, he's actually coming back. Well, let's see if he actually comes back. I doubt it. He said it before, but he didn't do it before, which is true. It's very true. Very true. But life got in the way. But this time, life was not in the way. So I'm able to come back and get it done. So one of the segments I like to do is this or that. And what I want you guys to do is I want you guys to start shooting me some this or that questions. All right? And I will shout you out on the show. I will say the this or that, and I will talk about it, and I will go through it, and I'll tell you what I think and how I feel about it. I think that those are super fun. And in our family, we play that. It's called Would You Rather. So, I mean, I guess you could do a Would You Rather or this or that type of thing. I guess it's kind of the same thing. But I have a this or that question that I got here. Okay, so what I got here, it says ashy hands with no gloves or lotion for the rest of your life, or ashy feet with no socks, shoes, or lotion for all to see, also forever. Okay, and I'm gonna just tell you right now, I'm gonna go with ashy hands. The reason why is this: sometimes I'm a black man, I already got ashy hands sometimes. With no lotion for all to see. My feet, though, it's a whole other story. It's atrocious. I would never want anybody to see my dogs. I hate my feet, man. My feet are heinous. They're disgusting. I hate them. I don't like them. and probably some of that's my own fault. And I'm sitting here exposing too much on a doggone podcast about myself. So when y'all come up to me, I don't want y'all to talk about, yeah, man, you got a lotion on your feet. Shut up. Go sit down. Take a seat. just mind your business. No, I would rather have ashy hands all the time, and I could never use lotion. You know, I could wash my hands, so there'll be times and periods when I'll have, you know, not have ashy hands until the wind hits and it dries up and it becomes ashy again. I could just hit some with some water. You didn't say I couldn't have water. I just can't have lotion. And maybe some oils, you know, if I buck the system, put on some baby oil on my hands or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, but that's what I would rather do. That's my stance on that. You know, you got to be careful, though, because, you know, people with ashy hands is usually associated with people who just ain't put together, right? And you know, that's that impression, especially of black folks. You know, you got that man, his hands was ashy, he ain't got no lotion on, his face was ashy, everything was ashy, man. He looked jacked up, looked like I'm dusting, you know, like I'm a coke addict or some little crackhead, something like that. I just can't have my feet exposed to the world because I don't want everybody to think I'll be moonwalking on mummy caskets or like I done walked the Oregon Trail, you know, on my feet, barefoot, you know. I don't want to be walking around here, you know, like I moonwalk in flower. I can't have that. You know what I'm saying? People looking at my feet, judging me, you know, thinking I just got raised from the dead because of my feet, you know? So I can't have that. I'm not going to have that. So hit me up with the ashy hands, man. That's what I'm going to do. Ashy hands, no lotion. That's what I would rather do. Okay. So that was the only one I got this week. So hit me up with some more this or that. So I'm going to hit it up in the section. And we'll discuss those together. And it'll be good. It'll be good. I want to say thank you to everyone who has been waiting patiently for the shows. I'm going to shout out. I don't know if you're still listening. But if you are still listening, Amy, thank you. Thank you. She's an old co-worker I used to work with in California. She was always on me talking about, hey, when is your new episode coming out? Oh, I listen to your podcast all the time. She was one that actually, she was a loyal. And she's one of the number one. So if you're still around, Amy, and you just so happen to get that notification, ding, and you end up listening to my podcast, what's up, girl? One of the loyals. I appreciate you. All right. So, anyways, I'm leaving on that. Again, if you guys have any questions whatsoever, you guys want to get a hold of me, the best way to get a hold of me is through Instagram on the Step Podcast Show on Instagram. Also have the email, thestepodcastshow@gmail.com. Also, okay, self-plugging, shameless self-plugging. Don't forget that I've got my comic book, Pantheon, coming out. Pantheon number 2 coming out August 31st. You can support the Kickstarter for that. I will put the link to that also in the show notes so that you guys can have that information and support a brother in Obsidian Studios' missions and dreams and all that stuff. Get some real good content for the babies, for the kids, for everybody. Okay? And you can follow if you're interested in art and all of that too. You can also follow me on my Instagram at IDWalkerArt or IDWalkerFineArt. And there, and have a good time. Also on the TikTok. All right. The stuff is going to possibly have a TikTok page. I'm trying to decide how I want to do that. If there's any TikTok pros out there, hit me up. Let me know how I can go about this. Social media is just so annoying. And TikTok, I ain't going to lie, is not one of my favorites, but I know it's a necessary thing to have. So after I figure out all this here stuff, we'll be able to do that. There's a lot more coming soon. But I appreciate you guys. Again, most important thing, let me know what I need to do. Do I need to rename this? Should I keep this The Stuff Podcast Show, Season 6, Episode 1? Or should I call it The Stuff? Or should I just redo this whole piece again, call it Season 1, Episode 1, and just redo it? The all-new Stuff Podcast Show. Let me know what y'all think. Tell me on the socials, would you? Anyways, love you guys. Appreciate you guys sticking around. And take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Don't be acting stupid. And with that being said, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week. I'll talk to you guys next Monday. Deuces.